blackout, everybody.
We've arrived.
Our defense, in my defense, in my defense, nothing is our fault.
Welcome back, everybody. This is episode 12. I'm Claire.
I'm Renee.
And if this is your first listen...
Sorry.
If this is your 12th listen, we're even more sorry.
That's like 12 hours of
that
us.
It probably, if you listened to episode one, you're more like 14.
It all comes full circle, huh?
It all comes full circle.
That was the plan.
First thing we want to say is, you know how we love to shout out our new states, our new listeners. And you guys guessed it. We acquired two more. Thank you, Georgia. And Massachusetts. Could we ask for a better company?
I could ask for Utah.
We could ask.
I could.
Utah.
Where are you?
We are speaking directly to you.
Please, one of you must have cell phone reception out there.
One of you. One of you has Wi-Fi.
At least. On your Rumspringer?
BYU students.
Rumspringer?
Don't get conduct coded. Listen to us silently. Please. We're begging you.
You know what? If they got those, like the mutton chops, what are they called?
The facial hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Then no one would be able to even see their AirPods.
True.
No excuse.
Grow those sideburns, BYU students. Again, we're speaking directly to you. You know what's funny? We took a week off, and it's almost like I forget how we start these.
Me too.
I'm sitting here. I'm like, how do we normally open up?
Yep. I mean,
5 minutes of vocal exercises.
I guess we'll start off with sorry for skipping last week.
Yeah. Okay. I know this is the second time that we have skipped a week, and we're really sorry, but it's because we are struggling to come up with anything to talk to you guys about.
But I'm only human.
And me too. So we're gonna stop doing the week breaks. We're gonna work really hard to try and do really stupid stuff so we can talk to you guys about it. Well, also, wait, if you guys haven't noticed, we moved to Thursdays.
Yep. Sorry.
Because Tuesdays just snuck up on us way too many times. So Thursday is the new day. You heard it here first.
It was never actually Tuesday.
No, it wasn't.
It was Tuesday once.
It was tentative Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now it's going to be tentative Thursdays. But we're going to try and really keep it more on the Thursday track. Sorry, by the way. Before we get into our weekends and everything, there's one quick thing I want to mention. Renee and I both have siblings in the healthcare industry, mm-hmm. and as everybody here knows, we are amidst a pandemic, and healthcare workers, first responders, even the people who are delivering you your food, the UPS, Amazon drivers, everybody like that is working extra, extra hard during these times, so something that you can do that's really nice to show your support, it's called Hearts for Healthcare Workers. So all you have to do is get like a pink, red, off pink, off red, magenta, fuchsia, purple, something of the sort, Valentine style, heart on your front door. And it's just a kind of like a little sign of support for, you know, the healthcare workers and first responders in your community. So whenever, you know, they might be getting up super early or super late to go to work, they see it. And it's a nice thing to see on your drive when you are pretty much the only person still going into work right now.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody go ahead and do that. Oh my God. And send us pictures of it.
Yeah. And I gotta say, so we actually cut out a bunch of hearts, two weekends ago. And, we taped them onto our friends' doors and they loved it. They were like, I slap the heart every time I go inside.
Yes. So loved hearing that.
Yeah, get a nice walk. Go to your friend's houses. Just tape them on. You don't have to see anyone.
Right? But
it's a good way to go out, get exercise, support your healthcare workers.
Yeah, it's just it's a nice thing. And if you guys send us some pictures of it, you might be lucky enough to be featured on my mom's Instagram. Okay? Because she stays posting the hearts in the neighborhood.
Oh, she asked us the other day. She was like, is there a way to mass upload photos onto Instagram?
And I'm like, yeah, you've been doing it.
Well, I was like a gallery where you swipe? And she was like, no, individually. So So she's been uploading like 10 to 20 photos at one time individually.
It's like I went my whole life without ever seeing my mother on Instagram. Then it was like 4 days in a row of my entire feed is my mom individually posting a ton of pictures of our neighborhood homes.
Yep.
Mom, mm-hmm. you are so good at Instagram. Stay so that good. Way. Never change. It's a little bit of our roundup for you.
Our
two-weekend roundup. I was in Chicago for one of the weekends, surprise, surprise.
mm-hmm. And I was here in Indiana, so.
Okay, well, I really didn't leave you for that long because I left on a Saturday morning, so we had Friday night together, and I came back the following Thursday. So I really only abandoned you for, like, one weekend night.
That's true.
So.
Yeah.
I'm going to put some lemon on you to cut that salt.
easy.
So, when I was home this weekend, I was reminded of two different things. The first thing I was reminded of is, and this is a story, I don't know if I've ever told you about this story, but I might have.
Okay.
I think it was my freshman year of college. No, sophomore year maybe. It's irrelevant. The school, we were required to go to cultural events because we had to, it was the rule 8 before you graduate, you had to finish all of your cultural events.
And what that means is like musical events.
Yeah,
or
going to see the Wind Ensemble, going mm-hmm. to see the Nutcracker, going to see somebody speak about music for the visually impaired. I don't know. I'm just talking about ones that I went to. So it was my whatever year of college, and my professor, one of my professors had a rule in his class where you would get X amount of extra credit if you went to one of these cultural requirements while you were taking his class. I was thinking to myself, I could use a little bit of extra credit, so I'm going to go. I waited. It was towards the very end of the semester, and there was one cultural requirement thing. I don't even know what to, it was. There was one thing left mm-hmm. of that semester that would count as a cultural requirement. None of my friends would go with me. Okay. So I have to go to this by myself. I get there and I sit down and I had just seen that it, like the title of it was Rejoice! Exclamation point, dot, 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 dot. And I didn't click the view more to really figure out what I was going to. I sit down, and it is a Passion of the Christ play.
Oh, right? My God. I'm
and
so
here
sorry
I am.
I just laughed.
Here I am, alone.
Watching Passion of the Christ.
Watching Passion of the Christ.
I can't stop laughing. I'm so sorry.
Because you're just picturing me alone at a Passion of the Christ play? Yep. And guess what? The place was packed. Okay? So I am sitting
was
in between.
Was it Easter?
No.
Okay.
I am sitting in, you know, the midst of a large crowd. The play is going along. I'm kind of thinking, oh, yeah, you know, I've heard about some of this stuff before. And it gets to the part where they are nailing Jesus to the cross. And as they are hoisting him up and
hoisting!
I'm just trying to explain the best I can. As they are crucifying Jesus,
nothing sounds good there. Okay, continue.
they've, you know, got him up there.
Okay. They've secured him on the cross. Securing they have the bag being Jesus.
They have yet to secure the Christ. We're going to hell for this.
Okay.
So they've got Jesus up there, and it's a big wooden cross. And as they're crucifying Jesus, the cross falls apart and comes crumbling to the ground in a big pile of wood.
He is risen. He is risen indeed.
Wait. So the cross very loudly falls apart to the ground. It started, like, it tips over, and then the whole cross kind of broke apart. And obviously everybody in the audience is like, oh, my God, The stage is completely silent. A couple seconds go by, and one of the people goes, "All right, Jesus, you get away with it this time."
Oh, no.
And I was the only person who left and couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, Judas is like, "Oh, shucks."
Judas is like, "All right, Jesus, you get away with it this time." That was my favorite cultural requirement I've ever been to, and all I wish is that some of my friends had been there.
Ugh, and no one wanted to go with
and here
you. What
I
a
am.
Shame.
I had to stifle my laughter for 20 minutes after, because every time I calm down, and I'm in a crowd by myself, everybody has stopped laughing at this point. They, you know, like, took a brief intermission, obviously. And every time I relax, I think of it again, and I'm like, "Oh, Jesus, you sly dog."
So what made you think of that this past weekend?
I was just talking about it with my family.
Okay.
So how was your weekend? See any good plays?
So this past weekend, I was on the phone with my sister, and she and her husband have been married for a couple years now. So, I mean, everyone's talking about kids. They're not pregnant or anything right now, but they were speaking to me about the future, or my sister was speaking to me about it. We were FaceTiming the other day. And she was telling me that they would like to make me the godmother of their child. But they would like to, but they would also like to see some improvement. Improvement?
This is a direct quote from Renee's brother-in-law. "I would like to see some improvement."
Improvement
from
on
Renee.
What? So the past 2 weeks, you bet your ass I've been posting photos of me outside, walking, cooking, baking.
The other day we were going for a walk and she said, "Improvement, what do I need to improve on?" Obviously, if I were responsible for their kid, I would get a babysitter before I blacked out.
I'd be responsible about it. My God. But I also have to tell Claire, I haven't told her this, but since she was gone the last weekend,
2 weekends ago.
Yeah, 2 weekends ago. One, about the guy from Hinge, I've just got to give an update. He is still texting me. That makes the 7 texts in a row I haven't responded to, and I have never met this man.
Never give up on your dreams, guys.
Never.
Except for this one.
Except for this one.
Except for if you're on text number 7, give up on your dreams. They've folded.
And secondly, I was watching this reality TV show. I'm not going to say which one.
Shocker.
And I was watching this reality TV show, and I thought one of the guys was really, really cute. Oh, and no. So I followed this guy on Instagram because it was, I don't know, I just thought he was super cute. And for some reason, I had this feeling. I was like, I feel like he would message me. And
So
the next day, nothing comes of it. And I'm like, you know what? I'll just like one photo that's not recent. So I did. And guess who's following me now?
The guy from the reality show?
The guy from the reality show.
Oh, my God. You're going to have to show me who later.
Yeah.
We have had good luck with reality stars.
Oh, we have to do a whole episode on reality stars.
On reality stars that we have talked to. I still have Snapchat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're not clout chasers or anything. We just see them on TV and we're like, I like that person.
I think you're good looking. Let's give it a go.
Yeah.
And they never live near us.
But
nobody's from Indiana.
I had to tell you.
Oh my God. Now I'm really thinking about all of our experience with reality stars. Mm-hmm. Think about the one who worked at our local watering hole.
Yep. Yeah, no, we stay. Like, just randomly seeing
involved
reality
with reality
stars.
I'm
for no
so
reason.
My dad is literally taking out his headphones right now.
His ears are bleeding.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Another thing that I was reminded of when I was home, it was just something that came up. Do you remember your first time drinking alcohol? Doesn't have to be the first time you got drunk, but your first time drinking. First of all, did you get drunk the first time you drank?
No.
No, me either. Mm-hmm. What was your first time drinking?
It was, hate to say it, it was UV Blue.
Okay, I'll circle back.
Okay,
continue.
It was the blue raspberry UV Blue.
My heart is stopping. I'll circle back.
Yep, so that was my first time. I got drunk with my friend from high school. My parents went on a vacation to the Bahamas without me. My How parents old were you? And my sister. I was a senior in high school. Yeah, I know, pussy. Yeah, no, my whole family went on a vacation to the Bahamas without me, so I was home alone, and I had my friends over.
Why is everybody's girl's first time getting drunk with just girls? I feel like it is.
I feel like you want to, like, try it before you buy it.
Try before you buy it.
You know?
So that was your first time ever drinking?
Yeah, ever drinking.
Did you get drunk?
No.
How much of this, would you get a fifth of UV Blue?
So
how'd you acquire it?
She, like, had a fifth in her tote bag when she came over.
She just had this fifth of UV Blue. Was it unopened?
No, it was opened. Okay. She, like, was low-key an alcoholic and used to drink alone at home. In high school.
Oh, man. You at least got to be in your 20s to start doing that.
We're not friends anymore. But regardless, she had the booze. And I think she, like, took it from her parents or something.
Her parents did not have UV Blue.
They had a Tupperware. Oops. Full, not like one of those big Tupperware boxes.
Yeah.
Full of, like, random liquor. And so she would just, like, take little things out, and the volume of it would stay the same, since if you just, like, maneuver the bottles a little bit differently, it looks like there's the same amount in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So she used to take shit all the time, so I don't know if they specifically had this UV Blue, but that was my first time drinking.
My first ever time drinking, I'm not going to disclose what age it was, or I'll tell you, I'll blur it out. It was
Oh, my God.
I went to public schools.
did not.
First time ever drinking, it was me and two of my girlfriends, and we were in one of their parents' basements, and we were choreographing a dance to What You Say by Jason Derulo.
Sure.
And, you know.
The king of pop?
The king of pop R&B crossover, you mean? Don't ever fucking disrespect Jason Derulo like that again. Anyways, so we see that her parents have, like, all these bottles of red wine in their basement. And we're like, let's try drinking. So we don't have a bottle opener. Find one. Don't know how to use a bottle opener. So we used a knife and just kind of started, like, picking at the cork. And then finally we, like, shoved the cork through into the bottle.
Yep. Yeah. We've all been there.
So we pour a little bit of red wine, and we mix it with Diet Coke.
Okay.
The red wine separates into chunks, and we start drinking. We're like, red wine is bad. We don't like this.
Oh, you're, like, eating the fermented grapes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So we got through what would maybe be the equivalent of 2 ounces of red wine mixed with Diet Coke, all three of us together, and we're like, I'm so drunk right now.
So wasted.
And it was just disgusting, to say the least. But nevertheless, I rediscovered my taste for alcohol later in life. Mm-hmm. When was the first time you got drunk? Oh, God, was it college?
No, okay. It wasn't college. So it was with that same friend. We just went to, I'm from Michigan, so we went to, like, a state college there. I got drunk off Fireball, blacked out, and had the worst. Actually, I feel like my hangover wasn't that bad. It was nothing like it is now.
I was not, like, I drank before I went to college, but I didn't get my first hangover until college. And I was like, oh, this sucks. And now my hangovers are, like, 48 hours.
Yeah.
And debilitating.
I think I remember my first, like, big hangover. I was with my friend Lindsay. And we slept at our friend's house, but we woke up and we were just, like, dead.
Yeah.
And I knew we were so hungover because we went to Arby's. And McDonald's was across the street.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yep. But you know, like, when you first start getting hangovers, and, like, the first one, you just have headaches in the morning. Mm-hmm. You just wake up with a headache. Then it starts with the nausea in the morning. And then when you get a little bit older, comes the sweating and shaking.
It's debilitating.
It literally debilitating.
Yeah.
Not debilitating.
No, it's debilitating.
I think it's debilitating. We'll get back to you guys on that one. But, no. Look it up.
Oops, spelled that.
Because are you spelling it dehabilitating?
Yeah.
It's debilitating.
I'm pretty sure it's... Oh, it is debilitating. Nine. I'm dumber. That's
Renee's
dumb.
Brain is debilitated. But, and then it starts to get to the point where, like, you can't function. Like, when Renee and I worked at a restaurant together, we used to go there in the mornings, just, like, crusty makeup, Just like, and your brain is just not with you anymore.
Just like your wine and Diet Coke, your makeup starts to separate when you wear it the night before. And you wake up and all your pores are just like oily, and those spots are wiped clean of makeup. Yep. And where there's not pore, it's like just like a little, like, I don't know.
You almost look like a very lightly spotted cow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wait, what did you drink the first time you got drunk?
Fireball.
Oh, right. You already said that. Mm-hmm. My first time getting drunk, it was with me and three of my friends, and it was a fifth of UV Blue.
Of course it was.
And we finished it. And
hold on a second. If you're in high school right now, could you just let me know if that's still a thing?
Please write in and tell us, do people still drink UV Blue?
Yeah, UV Blue and Fireball, I feel like, was the move.
Fireball's we rediscovered more like, Fireball yeah, recently, and we
I
love it.
I feel like
it.
That's more like your later years of high school, and UV Blue is like your first, you know.
Everybody drinks UV Blue for the first time.
Yeah, so let me know. You don't have to disclose your age or anything. Just
if you were in high school and drank UV Blue, we're curious. But yeah, it was four of us in my basement, and we drank UV Blue, and we threw up blue all over the basement, and my parents found out.
UV Blue.
To this day, my parents are always like, Claire, with the blue carousel, you love the UV Blue, and I'm like, yeah, okay, I don't love it, because I haven't been able to drink it since, and it also ruined red Gatorade for me, so thank you, God. UV Blue, very, very little.
You know what's weird? After that, I don't want to get too much off topic, but after it was the UV Blue and Fireball, then it was the plain vodka. You just started...
Oh, yeah, the Svedka.
Yeah, you just started drinking unflavored stuff.
Like, you never went through the strawberry lemonade Svedka phase?
Oh, yeah. So that was after, though. It first went from, like, UV Blue, Fireball, and then to plain
vodka.
Like, Svedka or, like, Grand Lag or something.
My friends, oh my God, we were so plain Svedka constantly. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, God, then, so gross. Yeah. So today we do not have a crack of the claw, and we do not have any wine, but we do have is Natural Light Seltzers.
This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Natural Light Seltzer. Natural Light Seltzers help you get drunk in literally the easiest way possible.
Natural Light Seltzers offer you crisp, refreshing taste with 100% of the calories. So if you find yourself on the way to a first date, the dentist, or your cousin's bar mitzvah, Natural Light Seltzers are a super easy chug and fit conveniently in most purses and backpacks.
So if you need to get blacked out for literally anything, store a pack of Natty Seltzers in the bottom shelf of your grocery cart and head to the self-checkout line.
Use code STICKYFINGERS for 100% off of your first purchase. Next up for you guys, Renee and I have come up with a fun little game courtesy of my father's suggestion.
Thank you, Nick.
He told me the other day that he had started playing Would You Rather with my mom. So today, Renee and I, we have each written down a certain number of horrible things you wouldn't want to do onto little pieces of paper. So we're going to take turns reading them, and so like one of us will read one and then the other one will read the next, and we'll decide which one we would rather do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so would you rather be a surrogate as a full-time job until menopause
or stay indoors for the rest of your life? These are both mine. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Before this, I told Claire, I was like, mine aren't that bad. No, these are bad.
But wait, when it says stay indoors, if you have an attached garage, can you get into your car? Or can you not leave your house at all? Can you drive places?
You can drive, but you can't have the windows down.
Okay, so you can't have the windows down, but you can, like, quickly run from your car into, like, somebody else's house or, like, the bars?
If the driveway... Or if your car is in your driveway and you can get in your car from your garage, then you can do that. But you cannot walk outside. So someone will need to drive their car into the bar to get in there.
So you can't go anywhere.
No. But also, if you're pregnant.
You can't go to the bars anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's our biggest, like,
I know. But these are both, like, life ruiners.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
That's what my mom said about me,
I guess
too.
It's... If you're a full-time surrogate, you can still, like, go out and, like, do things with your friends and go to people's houses, but
until menopause,
but if you stay indoors all the time. Like, you have to have your friends come to you, or you can only go to parties where people have attached garages.
And can you imagine?
Well, you can go to apartment complexes.
Yeah. Can you imagine trying to lose weight and then get pregnant and then try to lose weight again and then get pregnant?
I would just stay fat.
Why am I saying pregnant weird?
Pregnant.
Pregnant. Pregnant.
Pregnant. Pregnant.
Pregnant.
Whatever.
Okay.
But what if you dig a hole in the bottom of your house and you build, like, and you go through the sewer system to be able to, like, pop up right outside the bars? Somebody is waiting there with, like, a tent.
If you can pop inside of the bars.
But could you, like, set up, like, a tent? Could you cover yourself in a tarp and walk into the bars?
It could not be a tarp, but it could be a tent.
So you could slowly move into the bars with a tent. And only so many bars are going to let you do that.
Oh,
I said that so seriously.
I know you did.
You know what? I'm going to pick be a surrogate as a full-time job until menopause, because then after menopause, I'm going wild.
I think I'll be a surrogate, too, because I think it's something, like, I don't know what the actual, like, logistics of this is, but...
You might at least have a couple months.
Yeah, I think, like, 3 months to get everything healed down there.
But then also, I mean, like, how can you even, like, have a relationship?
You
meet a guy at the bars and you have to explain to them, like, I'm pregnant once a year for 9 months. I'm pregnant 9 months out of the year.
Okay, well, if I have to stay inside for the rest of my life, I'm going to kill myself.
Either. Yeah, you're not dating either then, too. Well, we went in really different directions.
Yeah.
Anyways, these are both bummers.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll start again.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather never be able to drink alcohol again? This is hilarious because I wrote this exact
you
same
did
thing
not.
On another one.
Or be cheated on in every single relationship you have for the rest of your life.
Ooh.
Well, so if you can't have alcohol, you still run the risk of being cheated on.
Yeah, you do.
Because you're significant other.
And if you don't
probably,
have alcohol and they cheat, how are you going to move past it? How are you going to work up the courage to burn his things?
It looks like you need to find your significant other at AA.
Okay. I think I'm going to... God, I hate this, but I think I'm going to go with being cheated on in every relationship for the rest of my life.
God. Everyone? Well, so if you knew that you were going to be cheated on for the rest of your life, I mean, do you know that or do you not?
That's hard. Because if you knew, I would just tell the guy, oh my God, do it once now.
Yeah.
Never
I mean,
tell
it,
me who
it could
was.
Be emotional cheating. No.
I don't want either. They're both equally as bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough because if you didn't know, part of me thinks ignorance is bliss, but...
But then also you're like, is it me? I mean, of course it's not, but is it me?
Right. this one. But you know what? Never.
Well, okay. If I could have alcohol, I could still be having a good time. But if I'm being cheated on, then
I'm not having
so
a good time.
I'll do cheated on because then I can go out with my girls and celebrate each time it happens.
Each time it happens, celebrate like clockwork. Okay, you want to go first this time?
Okay. Would you rather be wrongly convicted of vehicular? Okay. Would you rather be wrongly convicted of vehicular, I can't say that, manslaughter, and serve 8 years in a state prison or...
or... listen to only Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, and Katy Perry for the rest of your life. Okay, this sounds like such an easy decision.
But it's not.
But it's not. Because can you imagine? You're going to the bars, you're pregging with your friends, you're in the car, you're anywhere, and the only thing you can listen to is Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, and Katy Perry.
You've got to, like, put some earbuds in or something.
So no, you just don't hear them. Maybe you just don't hear the music at all.
Either way. But so it's like 8 years or the rest of your life. And I don't know if we
But
have
the thing is, I'm about to turn 23. If I, next Friday, by the way, May 8th, everybody.
Mm.
If I had to serve 8 years from 23 to 31, you might as well just take a knife and stab the best years of my life.
Yeah. I mean, if I would listen to it for long enough, I feel like I wouldn't hate their music as much, but it'd be because...
As long as they keep making more music, I guess.
Or, like, you just don't listen to music.
Can we listen... Can we listen to remixes of their songs?
Yeah.
Okay, then, like, yeah.
Okay, then I'll do that.
Okay, me too. I'm not spending 23 to 31 in a, is that math right? Yes. in a state prison. You want to go first again?
Mm-hmm. All right. Would you rather have everyone you know receive a list of the top 100 worst things you've ever said about them?
That was mine. Or have your firstborn become a famous porn star?
Firstborn.
Okay, well, here's the thing. If you have, okay, so every single person you know gets a list of the 100 worst things you said about them. That's going to damage a lot of friendships. That's going to pretty much ruin every relationship that you've ever been in. But it only happens once. Your firstborn becomes a famous porn star. That, like, ruins your whole family.
Yeah, but I'd be like, yes, get it. Like, either girl or boy. Like,
I would not be like, yes, get it.
I mean, I wouldn't.
But you know what? Knowing me, I sometimes, like, in the heat of the moment, will say things that I do not mean.
Plus, you don't know when you said them, if it's just 100 things.
Right. So, you know what? I guess I'm going with the firstborn, too.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot.
I mean, my firstborn, I will support them in anything. If they want to be a porn star, listen to this podcast, baby. Your mom's no saint.
Why Renee will not be a godparent.
Oh, cut that out. Cut that out.
Okay. Would you rather get kicked out of your boyfriend's sister's wedding for being too drunk and vomiting on his 4-year-old cousin, Matthew?
I have a quick story after this. Or accidentally send a nude to your boss.
Oh.
And bit, like, boss at your real job, not like bartending.
Wait, think about the first one again. Get kicked out of your boyfriend's sister's wedding for being too drunk and vomiting on his 4-year-old cousin, Matthew. Think of it this way. You're dating a guy. You're going to his sister's wedding. So it's got to be at least, like, you know, like, he likes you a good amount. Can you imagine even being at your boyfriend's sister's wedding, like, noticeably completely blacked out?
So here's my take.
But then you vomit on Matthew.
If I vomited on Matthew, I'd just break up with my boyfriend, and then I would never have to see his family again.
Yeah, but what if you really liked him?
Or it could be a fun story in 20 years. Remember when I vomited on you, Matthew, now that you're 24?
Yeah.
Be like, I have video too.
But,
like,
that's just really tough, because then for the rest of your life, because then all of his family, it's his sister's wedding, so, like, his grandparents, aunts, uncles, all their family friends, they're all there, and they're always going to be like, oh, that's the girl that was so sloppy drunk that threw up on Matthew and had to be carried out.
That's true. But also,
I was going to make it peed on the dance floor, but then I was like, vomit on Matthew.
But if I accidentally sent a nude to my boss, one, I'd be fired.
Fired.
And two, they wouldn't give me a good recommendation because I sent a nude to them.
You could, I'm trying to think about a way you could backtrack that.
I mean, you could literally be like, sorry.
My boss has accidentally texted me multiple times because I have the same name as his nanny.
He hasn't sent you a picture of his piece.
Yeah. Okay. True. True. I guess. Sorry, Matthew. Okay. Next one. You read first because I think mine would be better as a second.
Oh, it's also yours. Would you rather be bald forever with no option of ever wearing a wig?
Or have Eminem drop a diss track on you every year, completely and utterly exposing you and all of your secrets to millions of people?
Bald.
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 Because it's like, say Eminem knows things about you that nobody else does, and he exposes every, he's like, Renee, you sleep with crumbs in your bed. Can you imagine?
There's a half-eaten pizza in your bed, girl.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with being bald with no wig, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the same one that we had before, but we only have two left after this, so I'll just still read it. Would you rather never drink alcohol ever again?
Always smell rancid.
Ooh. Even if you, like, just came out of the shower and you doused yourself in perfume. Oh. You, is it, like, body odor and breath?
Like, it's body odor, but then if you put perfume over it, you can just smell body odor mixed with perfume.
So you constantly have, like, the kind of BO that, like, stings your nostrils?
I think, honestly, like, I couldn't always smell.
No, because, okay, if you guys don't know this about Renee and I, we are, like, very, very conscious
of
having hygiene when we go out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we brush our teeth before we leave to go to the bars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm never drinking again. I'll find something else.
I forgot my little story of the wedding.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my sister got married when I was either 19 or 21.
Either 19 or 21.
Oh, sorry. When I was 19 or 20.
She was under 21.
Yeah, I was under 21. And I was the bridesmaid. And I made a toast, and we all clinked our glasses. I took a sip, and I realized it was grape juice. And apparently, if you're a member of the wedding party, they really keep an eye on you if you're underage.
Oh, that's some snake
and
shit.
And so, like, the bartenders know not to serve you. So my cousin's wife was bringing me drinks. Love that girl. She kept, like, bringing me drinks. And then apparently the event planners had seen that, and they had gone up to my parents and said, if I have another drink, I'm going to be kicked out of my sister's wedding. And this isn't because I was, like, wasted on the dance floor.
You can't even let that slide. Are you kidding?
Yeah, this was simply because I was in a bridesmaid gown.
Bro, you should have changed.
I know.
Jeez.
Okay, last one.
Right, last one. You want to go first?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you rather lose your left foot from the ankle... Ankle bone down.
Or be forced to watch WALL-E for 30 days straight. I don't know about you, but I like WALL-E.
For 30 days straight?
My mom always goes, WALL-E. She's so good at it.
That's like prisoner, like, torture. Oh, God.
Do you just have to sit there for 30 days straight and that's the only thing you can do is watch WALL-E on repeat? I thought it was, like, once a day for 30 days.
No.
Constantly for 30 days. Like, you can't do anything else.
I mean, you can, like, go to sleep, but then you're hearing WALL-E's
playing.
Yeah.
Dude, but losing your left foot. I'm watching WALL-E.
Yeah, I'm watching WALL-E,
I hate that we
too.
Both, like, thought about that for a minute.
Yeah. Definitely. WALL-E.
But anyways, everybody, go ahead and let us know what your answers to our Would You Rathers are, because we would love to figure out what the general public thinks of these, and we can, you know, report back next week and kind of let you know what people were saying percentage-wise.
Yeah, and maybe our reasoning is, like, a little bit different than yours.
Yeah, but
I'm
the
sure
reasoning, but whatever. I would love to know, like, what the general consensus would be on these questions. So, lastly, ladies and gentlemen, we have our listener questions. And we will circle back at the end as to why there are only two I can read. But we're going to start. First one is, hi, guys. What are your thoughts on using dating apps during quarantine? A relatable question. I was hesitant about it because I feel like most guys and girls are just on there right now because they're bored and want someone to occupy their time. I gave it a shot, and I've been talking to a few people, but feel weird about it because I don't know how long this quarantine is going to last, and I don't want to just text someone for 2 months and then awkwardly meet up with them after.
So, I was just talking to my friend yesterday. I'm not currently on any dating apps, but a lot of my friends are, and my friend said that she's been going on walks with this Hinge guy outside. And so they've had they've had like a picnic, and they've gone on like a walk down like a nice trail. And she said it's been going really well, but also she doesn't know. Well, I mean, I'm kind of putting these words in her mouth, but I feel like I wouldn't know if I'm just bored or if I like them. But
yeah, and I mean the girl who wrote in, she has a really valid point that you don't know. Like, there are so many people who probably weren't on dating apps before that are going on them right now because they're bored.
Yeah.
And they just want somebody to, like, spend their days texting and talking to.
Mm-hmm.
What I would say to this is, first and foremost, talk to this person and maybe, like, make sure that they want to hang out when this is all done. And, like, maybe, like, set a concrete plan. Be like, okay, the second Thursday that things are opened back up, like, we'll go do something like that. Don't try and plan it on a weekend because everybody's going out with their girls, everybody's going out with their boys.
Yep.
But also, another thing you can do is FaceTime these people. Because I recently discovered through Renee and two other of my friends that apparently I am not somebody that you... I'm somebody you have to meet in person first.
Yeah.
Because my texting is just not great. And I figure, and I also have gotten this feedback recently from guys that over text, I come off really cold and weird.
It's her lack of punctuation and
no, my
periods.
Excessive. Or, you said lack of punctuation.
Or not punctuation, lack of
capital letters. Yeah. And I mean, that's why, like we said on a previous episode, when we went on a date, like with these guys, the guy goes, oh, I thought you were going to be really introverted from like how you were over text. And then another guy that I met up with was like, yeah, you seemed really rude over text. I was really surprised when we started having a conversation. So if you're like me and you come off as a bitch over text when you're first talking to somebody. And like another thing, one of my friends said is she's like, when I read your texts, I read them in your voice. Mm-hmm. So then like you can kind of understand something that you might read as like being rude. If you read it in my voice and you know how I talk, it's not rude.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way that I talk.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're anything like me, try, and I know it's so awkward sometimes, but just like be like, do you want to FaceTime? Because who knows, it might be really awkward and then you can just randomly hang up and be like, ah, my service sucks and never talk to them mm-hmm. again. Or it might go really well and you FaceTime them for like 3-4 hours and then you want to talk to them the next day and, you know, you like actually have a good connection. So
yeah,
my advice to you, Renee says go on walks. I'm all for that. I say FaceTime, you know, just do something like that. Just unless you're somebody who wants to waste somebody else's time, then just keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Waste his and her time, 2020. Waste their time, 2020. I'm sorry.
That's right. Or just honestly, don't even, like, say, let's FaceTime. Just FaceTime them. See if they pick up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If they have a backbone.
One, yeah. They'll pick up.
They'll pick up.
And you know what? Maybe you did a little glam before.
Oh, yeah.
For the first time in 3 weeks, you put on a little mascara.
You know how many friggin', like, YouTube videos I've seen recently about, like, natural look FaceTime face, like about like makeup tutorials, but like how to make it look like you're not wearing makeup on FaceTime. I don't give a shit. Mm-mm. If you want to completely put on full glam makeup and a nice outfit before you FaceTime a guy, do it.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? Sit there and be like, wow, that girl's a try hard. No, he's going to be like, damn, she looks really good. Or if you want to wear no makeup at all, wear no makeup at all. And if he's like, oh, not quite like her pictures, then cool, he lost.
Yep.
And that's that.
Mm-hmm.
So, next question. It says, listen, I love my boyfriend, but I can't do it anymore.
Oh, no.
This is the subject of this email. She writes, listen.
I automatically love this girl.
She goes, listen, I love my boyfriend, but I can't do it anymore. Roommate since mid-March for the quarantine, and I have completely had it.
This is me. I love this girl.
She goes, and I have completely had it. He is always in my space, using my stuff, messing my stuff up, and it feels like every time I turn around, he's there. But I feel you.
Yes.
Somebody's like, just like fucking with your stuff. You're like, get out of here. She goes, I don't want to sound heartless, but every time he sneezes, I get pissed off at this point.
Oh, yeah.
She could be your best friend.
He doesn't deserve to sneeze.
Again, I love him, and I don't want to hurt his feelings, but how do I get him out of my place?
He needs to go on a few walks.
Here's the thing. First and foremost, if you don't get him out of your house, it's going to wreck your relationship.
Yep.
So let's just try and ease into this. First things first, you got to start doing stuff for yourself. You got to go on walks alone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Or you have to... I don't care if you go out on a walk when you do it or go into your car or kick him out of your room. You need to, like, go FaceTime your friends and stuff like that. Like, do things for yourself and just, like, I don't know, tell him to go on walks and everything like that. Like, personal space is so important. And I know especially, like, if you have a significant other. And especially because, like, I have friends who live with their boyfriends. And so this quarantine, it's, like, it sucks because they can't go out and do anything else. But they are really, really used to sharing a bedroom
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. But I know if you've only been dating somebody for X amount of time and you don't live together, it can be really weird at first to getting used to sharing your bedroom, because that's like your like own personal space. It can be really hard to get used to sharing your bedroom and like your space with somebody else.
Yeah, and just like your whole daily routine, because usually you're not with them like constantly every day, or like if you like sleep over on a Tuesday, you have work the next day, so you like go. But if you have to work while he's next to you or something like that, it's just like a whole new dynamic. So like maybe if he's doing stuff that's really irritating you, like he's not washing his dishes, just like tell him those things like in little segments. Don't tell him things all at once. Just wait until he fixes one thing and then move on to the next.
Right? Yeah, you got to do it. But you got to space him out too. And you got to put positive reinforcement in there. Not condescending. Because I know people who do that, they were like, you put a dish away and they go, good job. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Did you want me to pull a knife or what? You know? Yeah. But, and I mean, also maybe just bring up to him, be like, I love you, but I just kind of feel like a little bit, no, don't say you feel a little bit crowded, because I'm trying to come up with a way where you don't hurt his feelings. Maybe just be like, I love you, but I just like feel like I need a little bit of me time every day. So.
And maybe he'll say like, oh my God, me too.
Right. Oh my God, he might. And that's best case scenario. Mm-hmm. Or just be like, hey, I'm going to FaceTime some of, you know, the girls and go for a walk. And yeah. Then you come back, like maybe he'll see that like you're going on like an hour, even like an hour and a half walk. And he'll be like, oh, maybe I should do that too.
You know what? You should say, I'm having a girls' night. You can't be in here right now. Go on a walk for 2 hours and then come back.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Tell him I'm having a girls' night over Zoom with some of the girls. You can't be a part of it because people feel like they can't like speak freely when there's a guy there. Mm-hmm. Can you give me like 3 hours?
And or be like, make sure he doesn't have your AirPods.
Yeah, oh my God, yes. Or just be like, my friends and I are like going to do a workout over Zoom. We're going to learn some TikTok dances over Zoom, like what my friends and I have been doing. And yeah, say something like that. Saying you're having a girls' night. That is so perfect. Or maybe like if you come back from a walk, be like, it feels so good to get fresh air. Like you should do it. Hopefully this guy has friends. Like, doesn't he have friends? He wants to be taught. Oh my God. Do you have a gaming system? Get him to go on Xbox Live with his friends.
Get him a gift. If you don't have a GameCube, an Xbox, PS2.
And he hasn't brought it from his place.
Then
and he doesn't have
literally
one,
just be like, I bought you this amazing gift. Like,
hop on live with your friends. And trust me, from my friends with boyfriends who get on Xbox Live, I can tell you that he will stay in your living room on Xbox Live for days.
Yeah, and make sure to set that up in the living room, not your bedroom.
Not your bedroom.
No, because then he will never leave.
Oh my God, that is literally such a good solution.
Well, so I'm just thinking about if you're spending all your time together, he might also be listening to this podcast.
Don't. Oh my God. But you know what? I feel like if people write into a podcast, they're not gonna. Okay, well, this is where it kind of goes 50-50. Part of me feels like if you write into a podcast, good question, like about your significant other, like about a certain situation, you might want the other person that you're talking about to hear it.
True.
And you might be like, they'll never put two and two together. Tons of girls are living with their boyfriends right now.
Mm-hmm. That's,
you know?
Yeah, that is true.
Tons of, and you know what? To do you a favor, in case you listen to this alone, I'm going to blur out how many roommates you have just to make it easier for you to be able to let him listen to this. And so, ladies, gentlemen, because it applies to both of you.
Yep.
If you are living at your significant other's place and you feel like you've been spending 24 hours a day together, go for a goddamn walk. Get out of the house for, all I'm asking, 30 minutes to an hour a day. Give them 30 minutes to an hour to do something alone. And if it's your place, do the same thing. Get out for 30 minutes to an hour a day to give them some alone time because you invited them into your home.
And if you come back after your 30-minute walk and he says, I missed you, you walk right back out the door.
You walk right back out the door and you want to leave until you come back and he's bawling on the phone with the police because he thinks you've gone missing.
Oh, God.
Play hooky from your boyfriend. Oh, lastly, we did say that we would talk about why we only have two questions we can read. And this goes back to pyramid schemes. Stop it.
I don't know if you guys are making a joke when you send these to us, because I feel like it's a joke and I want to believe that it's a joke. But if it's not, stop.
We get multiple emails a week of our listeners trying to get us to join their pyramid schemes. How many times have we said we don't want to be involved in your pyramid scheme? How many times do we have to say it?
Too many.
Too many, clearly. If you're making a joke, then your emails are legitimately hilarious, okay?
Except we don't know.
If you are legitimately trying to get us to join your pyramid scheme or promote your pyramid scheme on our podcast, knock it off. If you are pitching us a pyramid scheme as a joke, it's hilarious, and sign your name Patrick from Hinge, okay? Because then we will never remember who you are.
Nope.
But it would be really funny. Anyways, just kind of wrap up. Everybody, I hope that you would know by now our Instagram is in.our.defense. Oh, wait, shit. No, it's not. Scratch that. Our Instagram is inourdefensepod, pod, not podcast. So it's inourdefensepod, all one word. Our email is in.our.defense.podcast@gmail.com. Send us in your would you rather answers. Send us in more would you rathers, because if we get enough, we would love to kind of like do that every week. It kind of felt fun. And anything, what you're doing during quarantine, we don't care. Send us some freaking hate mail. Don't send us your pyramid scheme shit unless it's a joke.
And send Clara a happy birthday on May 8th.
Yes, yeah, send me a happy birthday. Mm-hmm. And it will really be pleasing to me.
Pleasing to my ears.
It will be pleasing to my ears. Anyways, everybody, thank you for listening. This has been Claire and her friend. Bye. Okay.